Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Todd Starnes Radio Program. What an honor to have you with us today, broadcasting coast to coast across the fruited plain. And by the way, if you don't have a radio station that carries this talk show, we've got a solution for you. It's the Todd Starnes Show live stream, which is available on our website right now. Just go to toddstarnes.com, look at the very top of the page, and you will see that live stream button. We are also very excited to tell you about our Todd Starnes Show podcast, all 3 hours of the show, and we break it up by hours so you don't get stuck with, a 90-minute or however long it is without the commercials, that kind of a podcast. So we make it very, very simple, very convenient for you to download our podcast, which is also now available on iHeartRadio. And you can really, wherever you get your podcast, you can get yourself one. You can get yourself the Todd Starnes podcast. We call it the Toddcast podcast. Very clever, the folks in the marketing division. It is free of charge, will not cost you a penny, and you can get that as well at toddstarnes.com. All right, a lot going on this hour of the show. The impeachment sham continues with Jerry Nadler and the Democrats using a bunch of anti-Trump radicals disguised as constitutional experts to try and pull one over on the American people. And I just don't think that the American people are buying this nonsense. I really don't. So look, Sarah Carter is going to be here in just a little while, an investigative journalist. She's been breaking many of the stories surrounding the Russia collusion hoax and now this sham of an investigation into Ukraine. So Sarah is going to be here. And we have another Sarah Perry from Family Research Council. She's going to be joining us in just a little while to talk about some big culture war news that we'll be discussing a little bit later. And we're also going to be taking your telephone calls. Go ahead and write down our number for this hour of the show, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, real quick, again, Sarah Carter coming up in just a few moments, but I want to weigh in on this story developing out of the state of Georgia, where Governor Brian Kemp has appointed just a little while ago Kelly Loeffler, a political newcomer, to fill the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Johnny Isakson. And there are a lot of conservatives and a lot of Republicans in the state of Georgia right now who are very concerned about what the governor has done. And the governor, Brian Kemp, he portrayed himself as a Trump conservative during the gubernatorial race. President Trump endorsed him. President Trump came to Georgia and campaigned for him. And when the president suggested that Brian Kemp might want to consider naming someone like Doug Collins, the congressman who is a fierce Trump supporter and warrior in Congress, when he suggested that Collins should be the next senator, Brian Kemp basically told the president of the United States to go fly a kite. And Governor Kemp has decided to select Kelly Loeffler, and we do not know a lot about her, and that is the problem. There have been a lot of reports that organizations that she is a part of, including the WNBA, are very supportive of Planned Parenthood. Now, does that mean that Kelly Loeffler gave money to Planned Parenthood? No, it does not, and I don't believe we have seen evidence of that. But it concerns me that as one of the owners in the WNBA, she was not a very vocal opponent of the WNBA's support of Planned Parenthood. That is a problem. But beyond that, she has been compared to Mitt Romney. As a matter of fact, she was a big Mitt Romney supporter. She gave a lot of money to Mitt Romney. According to the information we have, she gave nothing to the Trump campaign back in 2016 and only recently, as in very recently, gave money to President Trump. Now, what does that tell you? It looks like somebody was engaged in a little CYA. Oh, geez, hello. I'm about to be nominated senator, and I haven't given any money to Donald Trump, that man. I better write a check. Maybe they won't notice. Oh, we noticed. We noticed, Ms. Loeffler. Now, Senator Loeffler, we noticed. Now, that's not to say that she could end up being a rock-solid conservative, but we don't know because there's no record. We do know this. A lot of conservatives in the state of Georgia are very, very, very concerned about this. And rightfully so. They don't know anything about her. And the bigger concern, let's just say that the Democrats in the House go forward and they go through and they impeach this president. And all of a sudden, now the United States Senate has to hold a trial. Where do you think Kelly Loeffler is going to go? Where are her allegiances? Is her allegiance with the president, or is it with Willard Mitt Romney? That is the great unknown question right now. And all of you folks in the state of Georgia, you know, we had Governor Mike Huckabee on the show yesterday. And what was it? Governor Huckabee said if Brian Kemp wants to be a one-term governor, all he has to do is appoint Kelly Loeffler. So it looks to me as if Governor Kemp has decided to thumb his nose at the president and all of the Trump supporters in the state of Georgia. Do you see it that way? Those of you who are listening to the program down in Georgia, you ought to be outraged right now. You should be livid at what your governor has done, because it sure looks like he's pulled a fast one on the good conservative people in Georgia. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, if I'm wrong, I want someone to call up and tell me I'm wrong. But this is how I am interpreting what just happened in the state of Georgia. Got to take a break here, folks. Sarah Carter coming up next on the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hello, Nathan. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University.
Hello, Nathan. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher asks the student, what's worship? He then begins to open up one of the most beautiful mysteries of what it means to worship God. In the New Testament, you read about worship, but hidden in the Greek is a mystery, an amazing, incredible word. It's the word proskuneo. Why is it amazing? Because proskuneo means to kiss. What is worship? True worship is to kiss God. What's a kiss? The most intimate of acts, the most loving of acts, the most joyous of acts. God wants your worship to be that intimate, that loving, and that joyous. Does it sound too romantic of God? Did you forget he's called your husband? This mystery can change not only your worship, but your life in God. There's a way to kiss God. Learn the mystery, for true worship is as simple as a kiss.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ at liberty.edu/starns.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program as we continue to discuss the breaking news of the day, the impeachment hearings. Let's go right to the newsmaker line, our good friend and one of the top investigative journalists in America, Sarah Carter. Sarah, great to have you back on the show.
Great to be with you, Todd. Thank you so much.
So, Sarah, real quick here, we had a chance to analyze the three of the four constitutional law experts who all happen to be anti-Trump Democrats who have given money to Democrat presidential campaigns like Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton. This is all, once again, a great big sham.
Well, it's all based on a sham and presumptions, right? I mean, you hear these constitutional law professors, other than Jonathan Turley, who I think made an extraordinary argument right now and said it's a factual argument. He's like, yeah, this would be true if it wasn't all based on presumptions. There's no evidence whatsoever that President Trump either bribed, extorted, quid pro quo with President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. There is no evidence whatsoever. In fact, everybody can go out there. You can go online. You can read the phone transcripts between them. There was no push for this. The president is under every authority and has every right to absolutely question whether or not he's going to send American taxpayer dollars to a nation that is considered one of the most corrupt nations on the planet. And that's something that Volodymyr Zelensky has admitted to. He has to deal with, even in his own nation. And So here you have the Democrats, once again, Todd, just pushing our country closer and closer to this great divide, trying to remove a duly elected president. And what do they have? They have three law professors that, by the way, I think they put half the audience to sleep, pontificating and talking about what they think the framers thought with regards to impeachment. No, it's about facts and evidence. It doesn't matter how big of words they use. It doesn't matter who they think they are or what their gravitas is within the elitist, university systems. What matters here is, do you have proof to undo an election, to impeach a president? And they didn't.
Sarah, I want to ask your opinion about this this report that came out last night after the Democrats dropped this 300-page report. Inside that information, there was evidence that the Democrats got a hold of some phone records of an American journalist, John Solomon, Rudy Giuliani, and Devin Nunes. I've got a big problem with that, and nobody in the mainstream media seems to be concerned that the House Intelligence Committee got their hands on the private phone records of an American journalist.
Absolutely. I mean, it's stunning how far this has gone, and I think even worse than them just having access to it was putting it out there for the public the way that they did, of a journalist, of private citizens. This has to be very concerning, and the American public should be concerned, because we've never seen this happen this way. They are the threat is real. Could you imagine if all of a sudden we get Adam Schiff's phone records? I'm sure there's a lot of people at the Washington Post he's been talking to, a lot of folks at the New York Times, probably in other publications. Maybe he's talked to them four or five times in one day. We know that an enormous amount of leaks came out of his office when Republicans were in control of the committee under Devin Nunes. So this is saying we can do whatever we want in the Democratic Party right now in our attempt to impeach the president. And remember why this is happening. And let me finish that thought. But the Republicans, you guys can't do anything. You won't even have the same amount of witnesses at today's hearing. We're going to bring our three anti-Democrats on, professors, to talk about impeachment and try to lay this case out before the American people. I don't think the American public is going to buy this. And you get one. And now we have to think, where does this go from here? Well, I can tell you this, Todd. I truly believe that the reason they are so emphatic about this impeachment hearing, the reason they have targeted like my former colleague, John Solomon, Victoria Tunsing, Joe DiGenova, all the same player, Rudy Giuliani, all
and
of these
folks. And they come after you, too.
They've come after me in the past, too. It's because they are terrified of and I'm talking about the Democrats, as well as those people that were involved in the original coup to remove the president, which didn't work because, once again, there was no proof. It was all made up. To remove a president during the Russia investigation, realize that John Durham has opened a criminal probe. And he opened this criminal probe, because he found evidence, something he stumbled on that they are terrified of. And what they want to do is taint the name of the president, those people around him, including William Barr, including John Durham, who they all loved in the beginning. They want to taint that before the truth is revealed. And I really believe that's why they are moving so quick and so fast and so furious on this. And it's the reason why they came up with this concocted story about Ukraine and the president. Look, the president did absolutely nothing wrong here based on the facts of what we all have and what we've all seen. But they utilize their friends in the media to project these narratives, these disinformation stories, and their hate for Trump, and they project it out with the hope that it'll stick, with the hope of actually tainting the president before the 2020 election. If anybody is committing, invested in distorting and interrupting our election in 2020, it's certainly the Democrats. And if they've done their work. They say that the Republicans have been doing the bidding for the Russians. I mean, that's just so infactual. I mean, it's not factual at all. What we've seen is they've actually fed into this mess, and they're actually, in a sense, doing the bidding, which is what they did during the Russia collusion debacle. for the Russians, you know, keeping our country in a full stemmed chaos. And that's something that's very concerning for me.
Sarah, got about a minute here. There was an effort by Republicans on the committee today to call not only Adam Schiff to testify, but also the whistleblower, and the Democrats quickly shot down both of those. Do you see any effort down the road where we are going to hear from the whistleblower and get him on the record?
You know, I hope so. I hope so, because I think there's a lot of information that we do not know, about this whistleblower. And there's a lot that we assume we know about this whistleblower. But it's very difficult because the Democrats have basically shut that off. So we're basically, and I call it a so-called whistleblower, because remember, this was all secondhand, third-hand knowledge. And the report was filed, and we had all the same anti-Trumpers that came out of the woodworks to testify against President Trump, the bureaucracy of those people that don't like the way he's operating because it doesn't follow the same system they're used to. So I can only hope. I know that the Senate, once this reaches the Senate, this is dead. I believe this impeachment push in the Senate won't last. But I think Senator Lindsey Graham has spoken openly about really digging deep into all of this. We know that a number of people have requested information on Ukraine, requested information on the whistleblower. So it's a wait and see game right now, Todd. And I don't want to make any predictions because we know in Washington, things quickly shift.
No
and
doubt about that.
I don't mean that as shifty shift.
That's very clever. Very clever. All right. All right, Sarah. As always, appreciate the great work. By the way, if you don't, folks, you got to follow Sarah on her Instagram. You guys, the Carter family has a lot of fun around across the fruited plain.
Yes, we do. We do. I love every once in a while be able to post what we're doing and just reaching out to the people that I love most and my family who follows me on Instagram and all my friends and the people who follow me. So thank you very much. Yeah.
Good
feel
stuff.
Free. Follow me on Instagram.
All right. SarahAcarter.com. Bookmark that website, folks. SarahAcarter.com. All sorts of great information. Sarah, as always, thank you. Folks, we got to take a break here coming up, and we're going to be taking your calls as well. This is a big deal. And I'm telling you, this I wanted to hold that phone call story until Sarah got on the show, because that is a frightening thing. How did the Democrats get a hold of the private phone records of an American journalist, John Solomon? And man, they're trying to smear that guy. They're trying to smear Sarah Carter. Well, we're not going to let that happen on this radio program. We're going to call out these monsters for what they really are. What you are seeing on your television, yes, I know it's as dull as a butter knife. I get it. But we're watching evil unfold on our television screens. That's what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. These Democrats that want to destroy Donald Trump, that want to target American journalists who are telling the truth, that want to silence gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables, they are monstrous, they are evil. And I got to tell you something, even the witches up in Salem, Massachusetts, they got a better deal than Donald Trump is getting. All right, ToddStearns.com is the website. That's ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, folks.
This is Dr. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Every Thought Captive. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I'm not ready to give it up yet, even if all the turkey is gone. Recently, I heard a great sermon, and I want to share part of it with you. Paul's message to the Galatians should put all of us in a posture and attitude of gratitude. And it serves as a great transition from Thanksgiving to the greatest gift of all, the Savior's birth at Christmas. Paul express his wonder to the Galatians. How can you so easily have forgotten all that God did for you? He asked them, what happened to your sense of thanksgiving? In Galatians 4:15, he asked this question. He has reminded them of what Christ did for them. for each of us as Christians. He rescued us. He gave himself for our sins to rescue us from this present evil age. He justified us, and we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Justification means that it is just as if we had never sinned, and it is just as if we had always obeyed. He was crucified for us. He has given us his Spirit. He was cursed for us. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, and he gave us his righteousness. This is known as the Great Exchange. Jesus came and took all of our sin on the cross and gave us all of his righteousness. He became the Savior and the Lord and also the firstborn among many brethren. To them that received him, to them gave he the power to become the children of God. Oh, we have a great deal to be thankful for as Christians, and we ought to pause to express our gratitude that we've all been made joint heirs with him. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. This is Richard Land.
Queen Jezebel was an incredibly evil and demonically controlled woman. She lived 3,000 years ago, but that same demonic power that operated through her, that spirit of Jezebel, is operating in America again today. In the Bible, it was King Jehu. He was described as driving like a reckless man or a maniac or a madman. He was the alpha male that did a lot of good, but there was a lot of collateral damage. He brought Jezebel out to the surface again and ultimately brought her down. And it's an interesting thing. You have a Jehu-type character leading a nation, a president like Donald Trump. Love him or loathe him, he's a Jehu-type man, and he comes in like a bull in the china shop. That's why we have the women's marches and people talking about blow up the White House. It's the conflict of Jehu and Jezebel all over again. This is Dr. Michael Brown. To get your copy of my new book, Jezebel's War with America, go to jezebelswarwithamerica.com.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries in the Oracle has to do with the rebirth of Israel, prophetic event. There's a prophecy in the Bible that says that day will happen, that God will raise up the fallen tabernacle of David, that's Israel. He will end the exile. He will bring them back to the land. He'll plant them in the land. He'll rebuild Israel as in ancient times, and they will rebuild their ancient cities on that day. Well, in the 20th century, all around the world, Jewish people were opening up the scroll and proclaiming, because it was appointed for that Sabbath, and they're proclaiming the raising up of Israel. When was it? It was May 14th, 1948, the exact day when Israel was resurrected. So when Israel was resurrected, the ancient words were recited all around the world. Who could do that? Only God.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of Champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University. Well, after the show, heading down to Liberty University, Lynchburg, Virginia, we're meeting with folks. All folks, I'm telling you, very excited about what could be happening with our radio program. We're in talks all day tomorrow with a lot of folks at Liberty University, and they're sending the producer Caleb. They're sending the private jet up to New York to pick me up and fly me down.
Wow. So are you still going to have to go through all the foot traffic at LaGuardia or somewhere?
No, you don't have to go. There's no TSA pat down. It's just you walk. They let you right out there on the tarmac. You get on board the plane and off you go.
Man, that sounds like a travel experience that I have never had.
I'm going to have to talk with the finance department at Stearns Media Group, but maybe we can get ourselves one of those private jets. That would be pretty snazzy.
Yeah, that would. It would especially be snazzy considering that we do actually have an airport here in Gainesville, which is where you're spending a lot of your time right now.
Mm-hmm. That's like our southern base headquarters right there, our southern base of operations. Is in Gainesville, Georgia. So anyway, hopefully we'll be able to share some of the details of what we're doing. But folks, the show is growing. We're adding new affiliates just about every single day. And the future is looking brighter. So there you go. All right. I want to get right to our newsmaker line. New to the program, Sarah Perry from Family Research Council. She is a writer and a policy wonk. Really, Sarah? You're a policy wonk?
Well, you know, if my kids were here, they would say I have to tell them I'm a mother first because naturally they believe they're the most important job I have.
And that's a fair point. But what I love most about you on your Twitter handle, you are a fearless protector of the Republic, and we need more folks like that in my estimation.
Yeah, amen to that, Todd.
So, look, I want to talk to you about some culture stories that have been in the news lately. But I noticed that you have weighed in on this this Georgia senatorial crisis or controversy. Governor Brian Kemp just a couple of hours ago announced that Kelly Loeffler is going to be the replacement for Senator Isaacson. And you've got some concerns there.
Yeah, I do. And I think my concerns are shared by the majority of grassroots conservative organizations who have a stake in what happens on Capitol Hill. We share concerns here at Family Research Council, along with National Right to Life, the American Principles Project, with Concerned Women for America. This is an individual who does not have any political expertise. Now, you know, I'm all for mold smashing. Obviously, we have a commander in chief who didn't bring any direct political experience to the table, but he's been able to be used in tremendous ways to exact real effective policy change in Washington, D.C. and beyond. But this is an individual who is a Republican mega donor who seems to me to be wanting to play at politics rather than bringing a wealth of socially conservative ideas and expertise to the table. And that does bother me a little bit.
And the only people that are defending her are establishment Republicans and folks who were probably in the Never Trump camp. And I think that's a big concern when you already have folks like Mitt Romney in the Senate who has made it very clear that his allegiance is not to the Republican Party or the president.
Absolutely. And speaking of Mitt Romney, Kelly Loeffler donated $750,000 to Mitt Romney's failed 2012 presidential run. So she has already established herself by virtue of where she puts her very sizable income as a rhino, as an establishment Republican. Mark Levin has also said, listen, you just put another rhino in the Senate in a very important election year. We don't want someone who's going to toe an old party line. We want change makers, and we specifically want individuals who are going to go in and make positive changes, not people who are going to be bought by Republican mega donors. And to that end, she's already announced that she is putting $20 million of her own fortune into her reelection campaign, a reelection campaign that is a year away. So this is an individual who definitely wants to be able to buy her seat in Washington. And I think Kemp has already enabled her to do that. I think he has become so afraid of Stacey Abrams, who he defeated at the bottom of the ninth with President Trump's appearance, the campaign event, and his endorsement, that he has decided he is more concerned with winning women in suburban areas, minority women, than he is making sure that he gets the right person in that seat. And to me, particularly as a suburban woman, it appears a bit like pandering. This is really a connection to Stacey Abrams at bottom And I'm very interested to know that Kelly Loeffler, who is a co-owner of the Atlanta Dream WNBA team, hired Stacey Abrams' legal team to do legal work for the WNBA, also naming her an aspiring Woman of the Year in 2014. So, you know, the connections here, the political proximity to moderate at the very best and left wing at the worst, I think bother a lot of us at the grassroots level.
Yeah, a lot of concerns there, especially when there were so many other possibilities and choices out there for Brian Kemp, who were rock solid conservatives and Trump supporters and defenders. This was just a very odd choice for Brian Kemp. And as Governor Huckabee said, Mike Huckabee said yesterday on this program, this could be a one-term governorship for Brian Kemp.
Well, and my concern here is that this is an individual who is really sort of sifting and weighing the odds here and has made the decision to go at cross purposes with President Trump, who has already indicated an overt preference for Collins, who would have been such a preferable individual in that seat, somebody who has for the past five congressional terms scored 100% on our FRC action score sheet, where we vote, we take all these votes, we score them, we break them down. This is as reliable a conservative as you can possibly get. Trump has already backed him, and yet Kemp thought that it was worth the risk to go at cross purposes, even though Trump pushed him to victory over the finish line above Stacey Abrams. So I think he is more concerned with losing that suburban and minority vote, and he's not looking ahead to next year's elections, where he needs to make sure we have a reliable conservative in that seat.
It's a fair point you bring up. I want to get your thoughts on this story out of the DailyWire.com. Mayor Pete Buttigieg is in some hot water with the LGBT community, which is ironic seeing how he is a member of that community. He was photographed at a Salvation Army Red Kettle event. So he was, I guess, ringing the Red Kettle, or he was in close proximity to the Red Kettle charity drive. And the LGBT magazine Out is very upset. They are blasting Mayor Pete, and they're very upset because he is being photographed with an organization that they say excludes gay people. I think, Sarah, this is a great lesson for all of us in how much the militant sex and gender revolutionaries hate the Salvation Army.
Can I just say, I'm thinking again of the Chick-fil-A flap and the fact that they've decided to drop one of the largest charitable organizations in the country, not because of their charity work, but because they ascribe to biblical values and operational principles. This is an organization everybody recognizes. That Red Kettle is ubiquitous at Christmas time. My family has great memories of this organization, and every time we see a Red Kettle, we make a donation. So just by virtue of his proximity to this organization indicates to me that, again, Chick-fil-A's minor, and I'm going to use air quotes here, capitulation by substituting one set of conservative Christian organizations doing good work for completely opposite-minded organizations indicates that the radical sex identitarians won't possibly ever be succumbed. They won't ever be appeased by what you do. It will never be good enough, which is really unfortunate, but that is really a cultural commentary on where we stand here as a nation.
You know, it really is, and I don't want to get too terribly sidetracked here, but on that Chick-fil-A story, the issue for me is moving forward. Do you really think that all of us are going to be out there defending Chick-fil-A when they get kicked out of the next airport or university campus? I'm certainly not. I mean, I think they've made their bed with whoever they want to hang out with. And I will say this, I doubt seriously that the LGBT community is going to stand up and defend Chick-fil-A. So I think it's a very, to your point, I think this is a very troubling, you know, development. At the same time, Sarah, I think it's important for, and you brought up a very important point here. The only reason they consider Salvation Army to be hateful, homophobic bigots is because they believe marriage is one man, one woman.
Right, Right. And I have to tell you, you brought up a very interesting point about defending Chick-fil-A. I have talked extensively with First Liberty Institute, who made a point of defending them when there was a license applied for to appear in the Austin Regional Airport. They were being blocked by a lot of the radical left progressive activists there. And at the time, we thought, well, naturally, let's make sure they get into a public space, they have equal access. And now I have to tell you, it gives me pause, because you think they make such an overt change in an effort to appease a base that will not ever be appeased. And what they've done is they've actually disenfranchised the rest of us who were patronizing them specifically because of the biblical values they held dear. So this is a disaster that's a bit of their own making.
Oh, no doubt about it. And then back to Salvation Army. You know, they're saying, well, the Salvation Army discriminates against gay people. That's a flat out lie. I mean, the reality is that 40% of the young people, the teenagers that are in their homeless shelters, identify as LGBT. So Salvation Army is out there and they're serving anyone who needs help. But that's not good enough for these radical activists out there.
Right. So even what they hold to be individual principles, those of the corporate operators, those at the executive levels, what they hold to be their own personal beliefs does not affect what they do for other people, in the same way that Fellowship of Christian Athletes did not discriminate against individuals based on their gender identity or sexual orientation. What they're doing is providing charitable services. And we've read statements from the executives from both organizations who have said, listen, what we do and what we provide is not discriminatory. We give equal services to everyone we encounter. So now we've gotten to the level, Todd, and you recognize this so well, we've gotten to the level where really it's thought policing. And that's what bothers me, is that we have raised the bar to an almost Orwellian level of inability to hold biblical values. And we find ourselves up against a wall of social pressure trying to push us back behind the doors of the church, in where that is the only acceptable location where we can practice our beliefs, not in the public square, not in education, not in business, only in our churches. And I have an inkling that even that in time will come under scrutiny.
Oh, no doubt about that. Absolutely no doubt about that. Sarah, we're going to have to leave it there. Great stuff. And we're going to get you back on the show. Sarah P. Perry is where you can find her on Twitter. Sarah, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Todd.
All right. Sarah Perry from Family Research Council, a fearless protector of the Republic. And again, you can follow her on Twitter. Sarah P. Perry is her Twitter handle. As we go to break, a bit of impeachment day trivia. Who was the first president, sitting president, to be impeached? The first sitting president to be impeached. If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That number again, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Here's Twyla Brace, president of CCHF, with today's Health Freedom Minute.
The VA released private data on millions of people connected to veterans despite knowing it could cause harm. For more than 3 years, the VA stopped redacting names, social security numbers, and other individually identifiable data on spouses, children, and others mentioned in veterans' claims records. To expedite requests for claims, the VA intentionally exposed these individuals to identity theft. The auditors who revealed the breach said a staggering amount of data was likely exposed. In just 30 claims of 379,000 processed over the 3 years, the auditors found more than 1,000 unredacted names and Social Security numbers.
Learn more about protecting your healthcare choices. Sign up for the CCHF Weekly E-News Update at cchfreedom.org. That's cchfreedom.org.
Hello, Nancy.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reeves, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of Champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries that the Oracle reveals is that of things yet to come. And one of the secrets of the end times that it's revealed is that everything has to return to where it was at the beginning. Now, in the beginning of the age, everything went out from Jerusalem. The Jewish people went out, the church went out, the age went out from Jerusalem. Why? Because someone else went out from Jerusalem, Messiah. He departed Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, and everything's going to follow him. So now we've been watching as the Jewish people are returned to Israel, to Jerusalem. The world is returning. Why? Because someone else is returning to Jerusalem, the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. See, he's the missing piece. Everything is leading up to him, even our lives, everything. He's the missing piece to our lives and to everything else.
What you have just heard comes from the book, The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of Champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
You know, one of the things that I sort of get a little overwhelmed by what's been happening over the past month or so. We launched the radio show November the 4th, and we are, you know, back when we were at the network at Fox, we had, I would say roughly about 90 or so radio stations that carried this program, and we really had no idea who was going to come with us as we launched our new venture on the talk show side of things. And I'm excited to share with you that well over two-thirds of the radio stations that were with us joined us in the new effort. And it wasn't just so much that. It was the phone calls and the emails saying, hey, how can we help? How can we be a part of this? What can we do to help you guys? And it really has been, and I guess the word is blessed. It's been a blessing, the support we have gotten from our radio stations, and especially from our friends at WDUN there in Gainesville, Georgia. You know, years ago, they were among the very first to sign up to carry the daily commentaries. And then when we announced we were launching the talk show, you know, they were one of the first conversations I had was with Bill Main, who is the program director and general manager there at WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. Just a great, great company. And here's how you know it's a great company. Just about everybody there at that radio station has been there for around 20 or so years. That is unheard of in the radio business.
And so we have, you know, again, I just can't say enough great things about our radio affiliates and WDUN, their incredible team there, their engineers, board ops, the whole crew has just been so helpful getting this program on the air quickly. And of course, our good friends at Westwood One, they are distributing this through their satellite system. And you say, well, Todd, how could we, you may be listening to us on the live stream right now. You say, well, how can we get our local radio station to carry the show? Well, it's very simple. All you have to do is give them a call. And, you know, don't be mean about it. We, you know, just tell people, talk to the program director. They love to hear from you guys. They love to hear from the listeners of the show. And give them a call and explain why you would like to have this program on the local radio station. We were our The Talk Station, Morehead City, North Carolina. We went down there, had a terrific book signing, and had a chance to meet one of the sponsors of the local radio station, and just terrific people down there. And the guy, he owns Croatan Coffee, and I think I've talked about this on the show a couple of times. And the guy is he works full time. He and his wife have this small coffee company on the side, and they're just trying to live the American dream. You know what I mean? Military veteran. And so he came and wanted to meet me, and he gave me some of his coffee, which was unbelievably delicious. And we took a picture, and that was that exchanged information. I wrote a little something about it. And every time I talk about Croatan Coffee on the radio, I get a message from this guy. He's like, man, this is amazing. They have like quadrupled the number of people buying their coffee just because of you great guys. So anyway, look, I just want to say thank you to all of our great radio affiliates. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. And we're not going to forget it. I can promise you that. All right, look, David Barton coming up next. Going to be a great conversation. Plus, your calls as well. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, and here's what's happening in the news. The Washington Free Beacon has reported that the Israel Group, a nonprofit organization that combats anti-Israel bias, exposed the identities of a group of people who edited Wikipedia pages to promote anti-Israel bias. The Israel Group found more than 325,000 edits that harbor anti-Israel sentiments. Well, here's my take. Wikipedia prides itself as an encyclopedia that is written and edited by anyone with internet access. Well, right there's the problem, my friends. It's no surprise that some editors abuse the system to promote an anti-Israel agenda. And this is bad because many people take Wikipedia as gospel. Friends, next time you use Wikipedia for information, be sure to check sources and content to make sure the information is truthful, especially when it comes to Israel. To listen to our weekly program or to learn more about the Friends of Israel, visit our website, foiradio.org.
In Ephesians 6:10, the Apostle Paul commanded believers to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The reason was clear. We're at war against invisible and evil satanic forces, some with human faces, but all masquerading as light, powerful in deception. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network and another Stand in the Gap Minute. Jesus warned that the end days would be a time of great deception, subversion of truth, and evidenced by evil principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Isn't this America today? We can't win this war by strategy, cleverness, or guns. But we can win if prepared with right armor and right weapons. It's called the whole armor of God. Are you in the battle? Are you prepared for battle? This week, I'll share the 5 pieces of armor we need. Will you join with us at Stand in the Gap Radio and TV and prepare for battle? Sign up and stand with us at standinthegapmedia.org.